Pretty bold.
Okay.
Very.
Let's call the City Plan City Council work session to order Wednesday, November 14th, 2018, at exactly 5 p.m. Establish a quorum. Want to stand over here, Craig?
Craig Heaton, present.
Don Greider, present.
Connie Bruce, present.
Stu Martinez, present.
Okay, we have a full council tonight. Pledge of allegiance. Melissa, you want to do that first?
Sure.
I pledge allegiance
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I don't think you have any added agenda items for this one, do we?
Actually, if we could talk about social media, if that's all right. Council used to say, well, Jeremy's here.
Okay, any objections on that? Okay, let's ask social media. Public comments? Any public comments over there for this session? We've got another one coming up, so. Okay, we're getting into it. Discussion City Manager Transition Recruitment. You might as well kick it off.
Right, so first item to discuss is the interim city manager position. Dennis, Corey, and I briefly discussed kind of what we see happening from a transition standpoint. Thought it would be good to briefly touch base on that, make sure we're all on the same page. I believe ultimately this evening it would be prudent to go ahead and make officially your appointment of the interim position with certain guidelines in mind or expectations in mind. So once the appointment is made, what I'd like to do is put together a very simple letter of employment, letter of interim city manager employment, that would simply outline the council's or the city's expectations during this interim period. It would identify such things as wages, but also it would identify limitations associated with the interim position. Specifically, as Stu, you'll recall, the interim position has most of the duties and responsibilities associated with the city manager position, but it doesn't include the ability to hire and fire and things of that nature, which would all be routed to the council during the interim process, if you will. It would also include language, seeing that my understanding is it will ultimately be Melissa, it would include language that makes it clear to Melissa that she can apply for the position, the city manager position, and that her interim capacity doesn't prevent her from doing that. Things of that nature. It's just a good procedural step to take, in my opinion. One of the related issues is compensation. And as you know, we can't discuss compensation of the interim city manager or any employee for that matter in executive session. And I'll just get right to it. What has been suggested or discussed is an increase of $1,000 per month during this interim period of time. There will be additional duties and responsibilities associated with the interim position. Melissa specifically, the expectation would be that she is not only performing her existing duties and responsibilities, but also many of those that Corey is performing right now. And so I would just ask, is there any hesitation or concern with increasing Melissa's compensation to the tune of $1,000 per month during this period of time?
If at the end of this interim time, and she is not selected to be the $1,000 a month go away?
It does, and that's another piece of the letter that would be addressed. It would identify what happens if she's selected, briefly, but it would also identify that if she is not ultimately selected, she'll resume her current duties and responsibilities and, of course, revert back or go back to her former compensation.
Was there any of the timeline that, because we talked about the fact that you know, if this goes into spring and her duties as planner, it could be quite.
So we're going to talk about timeline for the recruitment process shortly. But are you suggesting, Connie, that maybe if she continues to serve in that capacity, that we might need to make another adjustment to the salary?
Well, no. I'm thinking that time-wise, not in negotiation. I'm not feeling well, and I'm on cold medicine.
You're fine.
not in relationship to the salary, but in relationship to Melissa's time as interim.
Yeah, and so in short, we're gonna cover a proposed schedule for purposes of recruitment and selection tonight. And so I will tell you that at the Outer Banks, so to speak, I was thinking that based upon experience, it might be May-ish before someone's brought on board. But I think we all would agree if we can have someone on board sooner, that would be preferred. And Dennis is thinking that we might be able to do it by March, correct?
Yeah, late March.
Early April, someone, yeah. Okay.
I think one of the pieces of the question I'm hearing you is, I think the city should really think about extending the agreement with Tammy Wisco Rinks that does our youth store and land use planning. Currently, the contract is slated to expire at the end of December. I think maybe a 6-month extension with that.
Yeah, definitely.
Not so that there's some assistance there. So that and Tammy's very efficient. So on a, obviously folks are paying us land use to cover it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And we should probably get that addressed at the December meeting as well. Corey, we may have the ability to extend the agreement built into the terms of the contract. I don't know. If we do, it's smooth. But either way, I think it definitely would be prudent because she is, yeah. Okay.
I think trying to get it into effect by March is too soon. I think that the new council that has been elected should have the opportunity to weigh in on it and be there right from the very get-go. And I think that although I have no objection to any of the counselors who have decided that they, for their own reasons, did not go forward, the city has elected 3 people to serve as the mayor and 2 counselors, and I think that they need to be brought on board before we start too much.
Well, when you see the schedule, let's talk about that after we see the schedule, because basically is, that. Not cutting you off, but
I'll toss in. I'll keep one. Need to set a date. That gives us something to work on. If dates aren't set, then things get pushed further down the calendar. So I'm all for setting dates, getting that in black and white, and work towards.
If you see the front page, that's covered too. So let Jeremy go through this first before we.
Yeah.
Get ahead of ourselves here.
So if you turn to the hiring procedures document I just circulated, so let me open up by saying that if the council desires to complete or conduct any part of its interview or recruitment process through use of the executive session tool, and I say it, or use the term tool intentionally, because executive sessions, in my opinion, on a recruitment, particularly a recruitment of this importance, are critical, or is critical. You have to go through, and again, Stu, you've been through this process before, you've got to adopt these hiring procedures, criteria, policies, in advance of the commencement of that recruitment effort. If you fail to adopt these procedures, then technically under Oregon law, you cannot conduct your recruitment process and you cannot hold executive sessions for the purposes of considering the employment of your chief executive officer, i.e. the city manager. So what this contemplates, or what is in front of you, are draft hiring procedures, policies, criteria. What I'm hoping is that between tonight and then between now and December 12th, we can work through this documentation to fine-tune it so that you all can adopt it on December 12th. If you look at step one, that is a proposed schedule that I came up with. Again, I'm not married to the schedule. I know that, and Dennis, Dawn, I heard your concerns about the time frame and making sure that we get buy-in from the soon-to-be council, which makes perfect sense to me. I think that's a legitimate concern, and perhaps our schedule needs to take that in consideration. My schedule, the one that I had put there, is a placeholder. It's based upon experience. Most of the time, it is extremely difficult to do this type of recruitment effort inside of 2 months or 3 months. Mm-hmm. Most of them take quite a bit longer. However, where there's a will, there's a way. And so to get to a 3-month recruitment effort, It is going to require all of us to spend more time, to be more reactionary, more expeditious in the review of documentation and what have you, and then be willing to be very accommodating from a meeting standpoint as well. But Dennis, do you want to perhaps articulate kind of the schedule that you were thinking?
Well, I think some of these things could be shortened up a little bit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, the whole thing I'm thinking is we don't want to get into the start of building season. Nobody on board and Melissa, you know, having applications come in like that and be overworked, that's all. But we can discuss this. Most of this, Don, is the only thing that this council is actually doing is commencing the recruitment process. The rest of the council takes care
but
of it.
But you're pushing it.
Okay, well,
you're
look at these dates.
I'm looking at them.
From February 1 to February 28th. A month of screening?
You're saying that all applications have to be in by January 31st, according to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the important things, to Jeremy's point, is how does the council, the recruitment cannot commence in earnest. So I solicited a few proposals, the recruitment process, and in my mind, it makes sense to whoever you choose to move forward with them in lockstep with legal to find these dates. It's not, you're not going to decide that tonight, but over the next few weeks or month heading towards December 12th,
yeah,
you could get all that lined up, adopt the hiring procedures, and then December 13th, in theory, a recruitment could go live. So I think I'm just trying to streamline a little bit in terms of where we're at in this process.
I agree with that comment, Corey.
Tell me what your concerns are, Don.
First of all, I think that should be up to the new council how they want to proceed and who they want to get involved in the recruitment process. Corey says he's got three or four people or so companies that'll be willing to do it. Well, maybe the new council doesn't feel that way. I mean, Corey was hired, for instance. There was no recruitment area. He was working here as an assistant, and the manager at that time recommended him, and the council accepted him. And it was
so
cut and dry.
You don't think we even ought to start the commencement of the recruiting process? New council that's on board?
I think that they should have a say in it.
Well, they're going to have a say in it until they get on board. Until they're voted in, or not voted in, until they're... Somebody else kick this in. Stu?
Well, I think, first of all, the timing of the whole thing is the worst timing there could be. But that aside, that's why we're paid the big bucks, is to deal with it. Looking at this schedule, I think it's pretty aggressive. I don't know how many people you're going to get applying this time of year. A lot of them are already, you know, they're either set somewhere, the holidays, you know, I just don't know. I do like the executive session part of the process. I think that's a necessity. You have to have that. As far as the new council goes, I think they do need to be involved. Now, how we do that, I don't know how we do that. Could they be invited to participate?
Absolutely. You could invite them at your next council meeting or work session if you wanted to and get their input that way. They don't have authority to take action,
right,
but you're going to get their input and get their support, presumably, with respect to the direction you go. So maybe at the next council, you have a work session in another one in November.
28th.
So maybe we cover this again with them on the 28th, get their buy-in, and still perhaps adopt it on the 12th. That way we don't lose any momentum, Dennis, that
right,
you're concerned about.
Right.
And then, Don, it addresses your concern about getting their buy-in and support. There's no need to wait to get their input until January 1st. We can get it from them now.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. No, that would be my proposal.
And I think with that in mind and in place, then we could move ahead.
I want to get into May. which I'm not going to be here, so I know how busy the spring is.
Yeah.
But people, you know, want to put applications. Yeah.
But right. We have that covered. It will, with the
Tammy.
If we extend Tammy's.
Yeah, Tammy.
The Tammy.
It's going to be, as you pointed out, there is no good time.
Right.
I mean, it's a difficult time to go through the recruitment process, and frankly, a city manager coming on board, if it's not Melissa, someone coming on board in the spring, right in the middle of budget season, will be very, very difficult. And it's possible you hire somebody that doesn't have budget experience. I don't know. And so the bottom line is, these are the cards that have been dealt, and we're going to do what we can.
And that's the input from the new council, because yep. They're the ones that will have to face the budget season.
Exactly.
I think that what Jeremy proposed as far as waiting the votes there out of five that are going to be hiring, so I think I still have concerns about the construction season and, yep. and mm-hmm. having Melissa yep. be the interim. Mm-hmm. If we're going to move forward with that and have Tammy, be the interim.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
Okay.
Well, why don't we continue going through it just yep. so I can give yep. you some framework. And then obviously when we discuss it again on the 28th and the 12th, you're going to have even, that additional background available to you.
Are these documents that we will be able to look through after today?
You can take them with you.
And then will the new council be provided?
We could do that.
We can do that.
Yeah.
And then I guess I know you were going to work your way through these documents as well.
Sure.
But, I'm wondering, do all of you want to review the proposals? We want a consultant potentially here on the 28th to participate in that discussion to kind of figure out.
Go ahead, Craig.
I was thinking after the 8th. Okay, at that point, we'll have something firmed up here. Be on board January.
Okay. When is the new council sworn in? They're not until January.
First Monday of January.
What
the charter says, so it's January 5th.
I thought you were going to.
I don't remember that, Stu. I'm sorry.
The council rules, and I've got them out in the car. The council rules state that every year the council is supposed to meet on the first Monday of January and select a council president. That's written right in the council.
Right, but is that swearing in the new council?
It doesn't say one way or the other on that.
Okay.
But in the past, they did use that for swearing in.
Indeed.
It seemed like we did do it on a different date than council session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody had kind of a.
Yeah. Corey's going to pull it up. We'll know. Right. We'll know in a couple minutes.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Just I'm trying to get the new council and everybody in early as we can. So if we're going to have somebody in the area, they should be available.
Is the first Monday? 7th.
I agree that the new council should be involved in hiring the consultant as well. So.
Sure. 28th. Mm-hmm.
So just briefly going through these hiring procedures, step one is really developing the schedule and the profile. And if you were to look at Appendix A, that is the city manager profile, if you will. So when reviewing and evaluating applications for purposes of conducting your interviews and what have you, you will refer back to the job description and the profile for purposes of determining whether or not you've got a qualified candidate, whether or not the candidate has the requisite experience, education, and so on. Does everyone see
no,
the...
where are you?
Okay, so I'm looking at Appendix A.
It's after the draft page. Keep going.
Draft.
It's all draft.
Draft.
The blank
just
page.
Passed it.
I passed it.
Right there. Didn't make sense.
Appendix A.
Yeah, it should be right after Appendix A. So that's the profile. If there's feedback, changes, comments, questions, by all means, circulate them. Maybe send them to Corey or send them directly to me. The interesting piece here is Melissa's going to have to be somewhat cognizant and aware of the difficult position you're going to be put in, because you've got to remain somewhat objective and removed from the process, but at the same time, you are the point of contact for the city, so just be aware of that.
Yeah.
But you could route those comments directly to me unless you all have an issue with that, and I'd be happy to respond to them. But again, look through the profile. I believe that profile or to the profile we used in prior recruitment efforts. Moving on, the advertisement and review of salary range. I know there hasn't been much discussion on the proposed salary for this position, but clearly before we go live, so to speak, and issue publication of the opening of the position, we should know what our salary range is. That is something that in a perfect world, consultants can help us with, or if you wanted to keep it a little bit more simplistic and streamlined, you could always base it upon what you were paying Corey and what other city managers in this area are receiving as well, and then in comparison to the budget and come up with a number. In my mind, there needs to be some due diligence. You need to go into this very educated so that you are not off base when identifying your salary range. City of Sisters just went through it. It's a bit different city. And Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, but their salary range was 90 to 115.
90 to 120 or 115.
115, yeah. So anyway, that's a pretty good benchmark for purposes of having some guide. Moving on, step three identifies that we would send acknowledgement letters to those that have submitted applications. Step four, this is when we get into the review process. What I heard from you all at the last workshop was that there was some interest or desire to establish a committee consisting of various community members that might be interested in this process. Step four contemplates the council's appointment of a committee to review and screen applications. How that committee is composed or what that composition of the committee looks like is up to you, but it's something that should be discussed. For example, you could have a committee that simply serves as community members with no council involvement, or you could have a hybrid where the committee consists of both community members as well as council members. In my humble opinion, if you truly want to have a committee involved in this process in a separate and distinct level of review, we should have zero council representation on that committee. It should be only members of the community. So basically what this contemplates now, and again, this is not in stone, this is open for discussion and changes or modifications. A committee would be formed by the council. That committee would be responsible for completing an initial review of the applications. They would then reduce the applications down to or identify five perhaps preferred candidates. Those five preferred candidates would then be referred to the council in executive session for review and evaluation. And what I'm anticipating or contemplating in this process is when they refer them to the council, it would actually be a joint executive session where the committee would come in and they would present to the council the 3 to 5 preferred candidates, or I'm sorry, preferred candidates for the council's review and consideration. There'd be discussion. The committee would have an opportunity to say, hey, this is why we like candidate A. This is why we like candidate B. Here's how they meet the criteria. Here's how they meet the policy or the, the criteria. And there would be a very candid, frank exchange. After that, or at the conclusion of that executive session, the council then would identify the finalists or the preferred candidates to carry forward. In a perfect world, there would not be more than three. So again, committee starts with 3 to 5. Council then identifies maybe 1 to 3. Those three finalists then would be reviewed more extensively by the council. If you all wanted to have some additional community input, like a meet and greet where those candidates come and they meet the community as a whole, something similar to what Sisters did, you could do that. You wouldn't have to. But the council, once it identified its finalists, its 1 to 3 candidates, the council would have an opportunity to do interviews. And again, those interviews presumably would be an executive session, and we would have a list of pre-scripted questions that would be presented to each candidate. What's important is consistency in the questions, of course. And you all would receive those responses, you would score them, And then ultimately, based upon the results of the interviews, and if should you have community input, the results of the meet and greet and the community input, you would ultimately identify your preferred candidate and then instruct the mayor and city council, or me, city legal counsel, to put together and negotiate an employment agreement with that preferred candidate. We would then bring that employment agreement back to the council in open session for review and consideration. And so during that meeting, there would be the appointment of the city manager as well as the approval of the underlying employment agreement. It's not that difficult of a process, really. All this paperwork, unfortunately, it's a function of what the law requires, and it sets a framework for us. But really, we don't need to make it more difficult than it needs to be. It's more of a logistical issue in my mind, particularly under the present circumstances, than it is anything else. And hopefully you'll get a good pool of applicants to ultimately choose from.
We could decide on the, and then see if they're up to that. It's going to be decided basically on the 28th.
I think so. I mean, it sounds like because we're going to involve the soon-to-be seated council, I think you get input from that council, and if they like this proposal, then again, we move forward and finalize these documents and have you all approve it on the 13th.
And you can be there then?
If you want me there, I'll make it happen.
Well, I think it's...
I think
they definitely need it.
Yes, you should be there.
Whatever you all need.
I think a couple things that I was thinking of is one that I have with both jobs, and two, I think that gives an unbiased...
Right. You know,
I agree.
There's no issues from someone else saying, well, my phone call didn't get returned.
That's what
something.
I'd be concerned about. Yeah. Or a misplaced email.
Right.
Something
exactly.
Like that.
Yeah.
Not that you would do
no.
it. You don't, Melissa, you don't
yeah,
want people to make
it. It wasn't an accusation.
Yeah.
It was just saying that they wouldn't have any leverage
to say
that.
I prefer not to be involved in this.
It's everybody's
smart.
Protection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah,
because she said she might possibly put her application in and that would make it biased. So I think you're right. It should go through Jeremy, everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'd suggest you all do in addition to reviewing the proposed process, take some time between now and the 28th to look at the job description and to look at the criteria just to see if anything's changed. Or maybe over the last couple years you would like to add a duty or responsibility. As long as it's not inconsistent with the charter, you have the ability to modify that job description. In fact, now's the time to do it. It's a lot easier to do it now than it is after the fact.
And that would all go to you.
Yeah, shoot me an email. And then when I come back on the 28th, I'll report what I heard and what changes were made.
Suggested changes.
Correct.
I remembered what it was. It was when hiring for COIC, which we just went through this, basically the same process.
Yep.
Basically, they run a larger operation than we do as a city, pretty much. And we did the meet and greet with the candidates, and I really felt like it was really a helpful, better than those restricted interview questions that you have, you know, during an interview.
At the fire district with a couple fire chiefs, we've done it here. And that's very helpful with the community here to get...
For tonight, at our regular session, we have to come to an agreement.
Well, you'll officially appoint Melissa interim city manager with direction to the mayor and myself to put together a letter of employment consistent with that decision. And then I would just go ahead, just to have it on the record, make mention of the fact that we will increase her salary $1,000 a month during this interim period. I'll just bring it back.
You probably have time to do that. The November meeting and then the...
I will plan on presenting something to the council through Melissa probably at that point,
okay,
as far as an extension. Yeah, no problem.
I'll hand out these three proposals to each of you, pages each, and then you can all share those with the onboarding council members?
Yeah, I would.
Sure. Okay, we can do that when we share the same material. We'll reload you with, put this with the material Jeremy just gave you, and you should be in good shape.
Homework.
Things that the council neglected to do during your time, Mr. Mayor, and if I'm not mistaken, you were the one that suggested the council rules up to date with the charter. And there's so many conflicts in there that really needs to be done. And that should be one of the priorities that we take care of. I don't think we have time to do it with the present council, but at least if the new council has or has the two sections, and I think they're ready, or they're making up a packet for each one of the new councilors so that they can have a chance to read it and see the discrepancies and come up with their suggestions to bring them together.
I think that's a great idea. Council rules, if I recall correctly, were adopted prior to charter adoption. Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. When we didn't have the charter.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope. Or? Appreciate it.
Anybody got any questions for Jeremy while he's here? We're going to the next topic. Hey, Connie, go ahead.
During the election process, it came up that social media was used. Public, what seemed to be in a public office, used for personal purposes, and I spoke with Jeremy about it, and I think that it's something that we need to look at as a council. Media becomes more prevalent in everybody's lives because we have no rules or procedures on using social media, and it's not just affecting, it's coming up. It was a topic at League of Oregon Cities. It was It's coming up all over. So
I'll chime in briefly on that. Yeah, so a lot of cities, City of Sisters would be one example that we are working with, are developing social media policies just because it's being used as a vehicle more and more now for purposes of not only providing the public announcements as to events or in ongoings internally, but council members and staff are also using that social media as a tool. And at times, the concern that has been expressed from staff, and not the City of Lapine specifically, just globally, generally, is whether or not staff members and council members are doing a good job of making sure that they differentiate between when they're communicating with the public in their individual capacity versus their capacity as a city employee or an officer or a council member of the city. And so what I think we should do in January, February, when we get into the new year, is certainly put together a social media policy to kind of provide us those guidelines and parameters. It's just prudence. It's just a good idea.
Did we have some problems this time with this election?
I felt like that Dennis used his position in a page called Memos from the Mayor to express his opinion on elected officials.
I understand that.
And then that in turn got printed in Wise Buys. And if he was using his personal page, that wouldn't have happened in either case. It would have been to his personal people and not to people that were following because of his position as mayor.
Okay, I understand.
Because I know me, private, as a company, have a policy in place that we just did about 6 months ago.
Yep.
And he's worked with the city.
Yeah.
But that's your realm.
Yeah, we've drafted them for the cities, and we'll definitely do it. And there is a difference, of course, between private employers and public employers and the issues with council members. It's a bit unique and different. But they're also being included in, speaking of employees, employee handbooks.
Yep.
And so when we go through the employee handbook update, it's a policy that we've specifically targeted as being something that needs to be included in our update. And of course, the nuance with the public versus private is, of course, free speech. In a public employer setting, there are certain free speech and constitutional rights that are afforded to a public employee that are not afforded to a private employee. But we will definitely address those.
You're on it all the time, Stu.
But that's personal. I hate it, and I hate it.
Well, I think it will draw defined lines on things. Yeah. There's even been the city put on the city's page tonight about that there was a meeting tonight, and I went through the same battle of, do I share it? Do I not share it? You know, do I want to invite people to come because we want more people in the audience, but at the same time, where do you draw the line? Yeah. So I think that regardless of what happened, during the election or anything else, it just brought to light the fact that it's something that we need to discuss. Oh, computers, yeah.
Looking up city documents on your private computer versus a city computer. Emails on your private, considered, you know, this city
business. Well, that's why we purchased laptops for all of us.
And it's just getting...
Oh, you did do that?
All of, everybody on council and the mayor has laptops, although nobody uses them.
Excuse me?
I have.
For brings them in here.
I can't even log on to my private computer because it comes up something that they had nothing said about. It's sitting in my office, it's been there ever since I got it. Brought it down here 3 or 4 times to get it taken care of, and it still doesn't work, so there it sits.
Don, buy me a cup of coffee and I'll set it up for you.
That's cheap, you better take it up on that.
Is that considered?
Okay, can we move on then?
Yep.
Okay, staff comments? Corey, you have anything to say on this?
Sounds clear to me.
Melissa, you gotta have something to say.
Are
you agreeing? You're the main topic here.
Yeah.
I mean, are you feeling comfortable? You know, without getting too private, but do you think you can do it? Is it fine and move ahead?
Yeah. We've been working together on a lot of things over the last few weeks.
Kelly, council comments? Stu?
Not at this
time. None at this time?
Nothing.
Okay, mayor's comments? I'm glad we're getting this thing going. That's it. Do I have a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Public comments. Where'd they skip that? Way up there. Anybody have anything to say?
I want to recommend, I really support you guys. Supposed to find people that want to stay online.
Mm-hmm.
And 90%.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
I just say either one.
You had a majority. You had a majority.
So we'll make everything enough for council session.
We'll get another bite to eat of something and we'll start at 6 o'clock.
Thank you all. Good seeing you again.
Thank you, Jeremy.